Dyer's Daily. There was a period about 10 years ago where I began to assess recordings made in the first wave of rock and roll. Everything from Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Chuck Berry to Buddy Holly passed through my speakers. Upon reaching the work of Little Richard Penniman, it took things to another level. From the moment the vocals blast from the grooves of the record, few can match the energy and eccentric style of Little Richard. Now, I'm telling you about my interest in this artist because it concerns today's review, which is a vinyl. Now, the purpose of this podcast is not just to take a look at new vintage themed CD releases. It's also to look at the growing world of vinyl out there, especially coloured vinyl. That seems to be the in thing at the moment, and it's bang on trend with the 11,000 series from Bear Family Records, which is a selection of limited edition vinyl reissues of rare and sometimes pricey vinyl collectibles. Now, obviously, this is quite a niche product, but it's certainly worth it if you're a collector or you're a fan of Little Richard. I think that's who this is aimed at. This is aimed at the collector. Now, this new addition to the collection is a Japanese album from 1962 called The Best of Little Richard, which was originally released on the London King label. Limited to just 500 copies pressed on coloured vinyl, is this 10-inch record worth picking up? Now, I have to say, 10 inches, that does seem a bit weird, but you have to think of where it was originally released and when. They've been quite faithful to the original, as I found out when I got my hands on this release, because the attention to detail was certainly impressive. Comparing images of the rare original with this new version brings up very few differences. The reproduction of the artwork is convincing, with all Japanese text left in for authenticity. The change of the label logo is possibly the most striking alteration, but the Bear Family design fits comfortably, and it really does, because what they tend to do with these releases is they'll look at the original label design and then they'll design something that says Bear Family Records, but it has a resemblance to the original logo, so it doesn't put everything out, you know, because they're working with different albums from different labels across different times, so it's surprising how well the design that they come up with really fits into everything. You know, it's great. And I'll be honest with you, to talk about this record, a coloured vinyl does not really appeal to me, but I can appreciate the advantages. It distinguishes it from the original release, and it does look attractive, I suppose. Now, what about the album itself? Because after all, Little Richard's recorded loads of material, and it's called The Best of Little Richard. Well, the track listing comprises recordings from his peak period on Speciality Records in the late 1950s. The selection is fairly standard and can be found on hundreds of compilations, but is enjoyable nonetheless. Bear Family has been known to add tracks onto the end of sides to bolster the selection, but not this time. Something of an album experience, I feel, the placement of fast and slow numbers are evenly balanced. Some fans might question the omission of big hitters like Tutti Frutti, Rip It Up, and Long Tall Sally, but they build this as a best of rather than a package of the greatest hits. It must also be considered the original audience of this release, who may have favoured other tracks over American favourites. It is clear that the recordings were sourced from high quality sources, as the quality of sound is exceptional given the age of the material. Much of the production, though, may sound a bit raw to modern ears, but it gives a frantic edge. and the grooves laid down by the rhythm section are sometimes far from crystal clear, but they still do the job. The limitations of the recording equipment give the vocals an overexposed, distorted effect, but in my opinion, this adds to the tracks. I have run into a few Little Richard releases in the past that have songs at the wrong pitch or speed, but to my ear, this one is perfect. So taking everything into account, what rating do you think I should give this? I mean, I am a Little Richard fan, so I'm a little bit on the bias side, but these reissues, and I've handled a few from this collection of reissues of this series, and they really are superb. There is not a foot wrong, in my opinion. So what rating should I give this? Well, I give it an 8 out of 10. I give it an 8 out of 10, and in conclusion, Bear Family Records have created a vinyl reissue that they can be proud of. The attention to detail gives the release an authentic look and an even better sound. Due to the limited nature of these releases, they won't be around for long. And I'll be honest with you, if you're looking to buy some Little Richard on vinyl, there may be other more accessible options out there. But as I've said all along, if you're a collector or a fan looking to own a superb recreation, then look no further than this. Dyer's Daily.